This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A senior CIA official was arrested last week after investigators found hundreds of gold bars worth more than $40 million stashed in his Virginia residence, a small fortune that he apparently brought home from work. The official, David Rush, is being held in jail while he awaits a detention hearing in the coming days on charges of stealing public money by filling out fraudulent timesheets. So far, the only charge lodged against Rush is that he inflated his academic credentials and obtained military leave pay worth tens of thousands of dollars. Authorities say he falsely claimed to be a member of the Navy Reserve when he was discharged. Rush was a former senior executive service-level employee at a United States government agency. Rush, until very recently, held a senior position at the CIA. In a joint statement, the CIA and FBI said Rush was arrested on May 19th after a CIA internal investigation identified potential violations of the law and referred the information to the FBI for a law enforcement investigation. From last November to this March, Rush asked for and received a significant quantity of foreign currency and tens of millions of dollars in gold bars for work-related expenses. The CIA could not explain what work project would have required Rush to amass such wealth. When the CIA conducted a review of where the gold and currency were stashed, the agency was unable to locate the gold bars or significant amounts of the foreign currency because Rush took $40 million in gold bars and foreign currency home with him. FBI agents searched Rush's home and found approximately 303 gold bars, each of which weighed approximately 1 kilogram. Based on the price of gold, the estimated value of the gold exceeded $40 million. Investigators also seized nearly 36 luxury watches, most of them Rolexes. Montana towns top the lists of some of the best places to live. Montana has a lot to offer. Now, a popular and high-profile list of the top 10 most desirable locales around the nation includes 3 Montana towns. Travel and Leisure published its list of the top 10 best U.S. mountain towns to live in. Most of the mountain towns that made Travel and Leisure's list are located in the West, but not all of them. Asheville, North Carolina is the lone town in the eastern part of the country to make the list, coming in at number 4. The Montana towns that made the list are beautiful and have great public schools, vibrant business and cultural scenes, universities and industry and tourism, but also are among the most expensive places to live in the state. Coming in at number 10 on the list is Big Fork. Travel and Leisure notes that the average home price in Big Fork is around $760,000 and also points to access to Flathead Lake and the Swan River as bonuses. Number 8 on the list is Whitefish. With average home values around $835,000, Travel and Leisure says, although buying a home in Whitefish will cost you a pretty penny, the average home value, around $835,000, is about $1 million less than the average in Big Sky. The best mountain town in the nation on Travel and Leisure's list is Bozeman, Montana. Travel and Leisure says that among Bozeman's amenities and draws, the key to living in Bozeman is being able to afford it. Travel and Leisure said that Bozeman has affordability challenges, noting that the cost of living is 29% higher than the national average. Big Fork, Whitefish, and Bozeman aren't the most expensive places to live in Montana, but they're close. And now 3 Montana towns have once again topped a list of the best mountain towns in the country. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.